Welcome to this podcast about Oregon Institute of Marine Biology and Charleston in Oregon. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Oregon Institute of Marine Biology is the marine research field station of the University of Oregon, situated on South Slough adjacent to Cowes Bay, about 7 miles southwest of North Bend and 0.3 miles north of Charleston, Oregon. The university has taught and conducted research in marine biology on the southern Oregon coast since 1924. The Cowes Bay estuary is approximately 12 miles long and up to 2 miles wide, formed where the Cowes River flows into the Pacific Ocean. Charleston was named for Charles Haskell, a settler who filed a land claim along South Slough in 1853. The town is headquarters for the South Slough National Estuarine Research Reserve. Established in 1974, the reserve covers 4,770 acres along the Cowes Bay estuary south of Charleston. It was the first of 29 such reserves in the United States and the only one in Oregon. Today, the harbor is home to a large commercial fishing fleet and Coast Guard station Cowes Bay. The original inhabitants of Cowes Bay were the Cowes tribe, which consisted of two bands. The Hanus, speaking Cowes, lived in present-day North Bend, while the Miluk, speaking Cowes, lived on South Slough. Though both bands lived in close proximity along Cowes River tributaries, they spoke different dialects and had distinct histories and cultures. In 1700, a major earthquake triggered a tsunami that flooded coastal Cowes villages. In 1791, the American captain James Baker, aboard the three-masted schooner Jenny, entered the Umpqua River north of Cowes Bay at present-day Reedsport and traded with the Lower Umpqua tribe for about 12 days. In 1806, the Lewis and Clark Corps of Discovery reported the Kukku'us Nation. Hudson's Bay Company trappers made first contact with the Cowes tribe in 1820, followed by the American fur trapper Jedediah Smith and his men in 1828. Smallpox had wiped out the Hanus Cowes village at Ten Mile Lakes by 1824, and a measles outbreak in 1836 reduced the Cowes Bay population from 2,000 to 800. Britain transferred sovereignty of the Oregon Territory to the United States in 1846. The Treaty of 1855 provided for the acquisition of the Confederated tribes' ancestral lands by white settlers, but was never ratified by the Senate. The Cowes were forcibly marched to Fort Umpqua during the Rogue River War of 1856 and held prisoner with the Lower Umpqua to prevent their involvement in the conflict. In 1860, they were marched 60 miles up the coast to the Alsea Subagency at Yahats, a reservation on the Yahats River. Tribal sovereignty was recognized in 1984, and funding for education, housing, and health programs was restored. In 1878, the first life-saving station was established at Cape Arago, below the lighthouse on a small sandy beach. A simple structure manned by a single keeper and sparsely equipped, it required the keeper to rouse a volunteer crew before any rescue attempt. By 1892, Station Cowes Bay had moved from the lighthouse to the north spit of Cowes Bay and was fully staffed. It moved again in 1915 to the lee side of the Cowes Head Promontory, where a larger complex was built comprising an administration building, quarters, a boathouse, and a workshop. The station's last move was in 1968 to its present location at Charleston Boat Basin. Positioned at the mouth of Cowes Bay, the station serves the seventh largest port on the West Coast. The bar, when breaking, is narrow and dangerous, but offers a short transit before the shelter of the jetties. The port accommodates large bulk carriers, and Charleston hosts a sizable commercial fishing fleet. Station Cowes Bay conducts search and rescue operations from the Cowes River to Cape Blanco. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.